All right, we are joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier Ron Capps here in Pomona. After Capps went 3.837 at a track record speed of 337 miles an hour, Ron's sixth number one this season, 35th in his career, and a huge run, a clutch run by your team to get under two rounds heading into race day. Talk about just the emotion involved in that run heading into tomorrow now.
Well, I got on the radio and I was screaming and yelling. That was the going down the road to Disneyland and getting on Space Mountain for the first time as a kid. I was fighting for my life to keep it between the guardrail and the center line, and it was just hunting and moving. And a lot of times you think, it's taking ET away, but I felt the clutch come in sooner than normal. And today I could just tell. We had issues yesterday. It turned out it was ignition issues. They found it. And today it just had that max cackle that Gary Selzy always talked about. Man, when your car is banging and popping and just sounding good at idle, then you do the burnout like, oh, man, it might be too much. It just sounded like that all day today. So, you know, we just worry the conditions might cool off too much being late in the day. But it held its own. And Guido, he got in the box a couple times during the oil down. And, God, it's just got to where I was like, oh, please, just let us get down and just, you know, make a good run. And we're not going to see these conditions, obviously, again this year. And it's great to end this way. Listen, we started the season as a number one qualifier at the Winter Nationals, which was crazy as a new owner. And I just thought, man, how much better can it get? And then we go on to win five races and come in and get steal the pole here at the end. So this is what I talk about when you get into a race car like this and you wish you could make those runs at those big moments. But when you actually have the capability and the personnel and the tools, you know, and obviously the sponsors with Napa and Toyota, but when you have the people and you strap in and you go, not only do I wish I can, not only do I feel like we can, but I know we can go throw down with the best, you know, it's a great feeling. So what a way to end qualifying.
Let's open it up for questions, Phil.
So now that you know all the math and you know you've got a possible race with height in the semis, what does that do for your Sunday?
It's just like an emotional roller coaster. First, the run was great, right, and the interview and the fun. Then we come up and I see my family on the fence, all 80 of them that we had to get tickets for, right? And it was a lot of hugging and just fun. That's what makes this so special, right? And then to get up here, and I forgot all about the math. And as we pulled up, Paul Mecca and our gear wrench tools guy, we were like, did that get us under the two rounds? We weren't sure. So then to have you guys tell us not only did it, but it got it 3 points under, it's just it gets better and better. So, then I find out we're on the same side of the ladder. So, like I said in the interview down there with Amanda, it's a different day tomorrow. Completely different. New track, new people, new opponents. Big moments. I'm going to wake up my motorhome here at trackside, and I'm going to have a chance of possibly winning a world championship once again in NHRA. Possibly not, but there's a good chance. And there's not a better feeling to wake up and stand out here in Wally Parks Boulevard and look down there and say, man, as a kid, I watched the big moments, and now I'm part of some of them.
You kind of just talked about there, but just the emotions of this moment, the magnitude of it. How much do you kind of temper your emotions? How much do you just kind of savor it and enjoy it and make the most out of it?
Man, I'm too ADD, I think, to even try to. I'm not sure what I do on purpose or accident. I just I don't know. Some drivers have to be completely silenced and sit in the tow vehicle, and I'm sending Instagrams out and tweets, and Leah asked me last year, she's like, when do you have the time to do all this stuff? I go, when I get in the staging lanes. I answer my emails, and I send all my tweets and my funny Instagrams and my Facebook stuff when I'm in before I get suited up. It keeps my mind calm, and if anybody's ADD in here, they'll understand what that it's backwards. But so I just try to stay busy. I used to drive Don Perdomo crazy. He said, you need to relax. I said, no, I got to stay busy. So to answer your question, I've been through this moment so many times, and it doesn't matter. You still wake up with that knotted up stomach and bald eagles flying around your stomach, and that's what it's all about.
With you being able to control your destiny tomorrow, does that change any of the strategy?
Listen, I don't know. I talked to Guido. I honestly think what's made this work with our team is I have continued to do what I've done forever, and that is when I show up, it's Guido and John Medlin's team. and I'm walking into a pit area I don't even own, and I'm approaching it as a driver to do my best. I pack my chutes, I do my stuff. When Allison tells me where to be, I go and I do my job the best I can for our sponsors, and I don't even think I'm an owner. So I'm just trying to please my crew and do the best I can as a driver between Friday morning and Sunday night. And the moments that I didn't and I started thinking about the business side of it, it's cost me this year. So from that perspective, I complete faith. People this morning were like, oh, you got to be nervous. You're not qualified. I'm not. I was totally fine. I knew that we would show up and Guido would get it right down the track. And I just have that utmost confidence. So that's what's made it work all season long, and I'm going to continue to do that. And, can't fix it. You know, it's gotten us here, right? So until you ask me, I haven't even thought about it. Well, like I said, it's actually Disneyland for these crew chiefs. It's Pomona. It's downhill, this track is. It's historic. It's approaching wintertime. It's daylight savings, so that the sun is in a different spot, so the track stays cooler. All these things are factored in. Every time I talk to Guido in the last 2 weeks, it's about the weather, and everybody's been watching it. And so, you know, low 60s here at Pomona on a Sunday, oh, my God, it's going to be – They're going to need to wear bibs, all these crew chiefs, because they're going to be just dripping saliva when they walk up here. And so as a crew chief, that's Disneyland. As a driver, you really seriously pull your belts a little bit tighter. You have your guys buckling a little bit tighter because you quite possibly could go on a run you've never done like I did. And I really had them buckle me in tight. I knew this was going to be one of those runs if it made it. So we won't see conditions that are approaching too cold like I thought we were going to see tonight. Tomorrow's going to be perfect. There's not going to be any excuse for anybody anywhere.
Ron, last thing. You talked about the prestige of winning here and doing well on this stage here, but also you've got a chance to become the first guy in 20 years to repeat in Funny Car since I think Force did it, 2002.
He did it like 18 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything like what that would mean to you to be a repeat champion?
That would be awesome, yeah. Yeah, every time we win, it's great, and then you get on the plane, and then you see a press release by Allison that says the number of wins that makes it, and it's like, wow. Then I look at the list, and the people that I've passed, it just blows my mind. So, yeah, all those things come later on, and they're great, but, yeah, to do that would be crazy awesome, and I'm not even going to worry about it. Yeah.
All right, Ron. Congrats. Thanks, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.